Welcome to Caribbean Millennials. Welcome to episode 7 of the Caribbean Millennials podcast.
Woo! Episode 7!
If you are listening to this episode on launch date, it is actually St. Lucia Carnival this week. Yeah. And Carnival is something that is near and dear to most of us, or at least something that we all as Caribbean people can relate to, as it's one of the few, or maybe one of the strongest common things that, we all have in our culture.
And our cricket team.
true.
Hey, well, but remember you said Dominican Republic is the Caribbean, but not the West Indies.
Yeah, well, not my fault they playing baseball. Wow. I mean, you know, get with your West Indies cricket board. Come on. You could use your hard-hitting skills, right? You know, join us.
DR could have been the game changer.
You know? Exactly. Yeah, yeah, but... yeah, I mean, I think it's fitting that we talk about this, you know, since it's Carnival in St. Lucia. So, yeah, guys.
So, what's Carnival, right? Carnival started off historically as a celebration before Lent where people would, you know, while out, broke out before they had to go through their, 40 days. But... so, with that said, there are a lot of religious undertones with the history of Carnival. And Carnival in that form is not only celebrated in the Caribbean, but Brazil, in the state here in, like, New Orleans, right, is celebrated. The different places around the world that observe Carnival. We know as Caribbean people, our Carnival is different, but you know that it's also evolved, right? Where we used to have Carnivals, some of our islands used to have Carnivals at that Lenten period, but then moved it so as to not all be in competition with each other. Some islands, you know, Trinidad is like the known to be the mecca of Caribbean Carnival.
Because imagine I was reading something and they say historians claim that the first modern carnival originated in Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah. Okay. But didn't they say it was like brought over by the French or
some European?
They're saying it was spread by the French and Spanish. But they say, like, the festival itself, like, it originated with Italian Catholics in Europe.
Interesting, yeah.
So...
but, I mean, in either case,
well,
our Carnival...
definitely left that Carnival.
Boy.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Caribbean Carnival is definitely... we've definitely made it ours.
I feel like it's evolved so much that, like...
yeah.
Any hint of this Italian Catholic part of it is... hidden.
So that's kind of where we wanted to go with this discussion too, right? So you said it's transformed from, I guess, how we got it with the Catholic celebrations and stuff, but then it kind of morphed into what's ours, right? Like with the calypso and the steel drums, the king and queen of the bands, the actual craftsmanship of making costumes by hand, having a mass camp. And it varies by island, but in, you know, as time has gone on, we've seen a lot of these traditions become less popular, become
old mask. At a point in time they were using that as a way to speak about politics. It was
definitely the old
now you don't see much of that
old
anymore.
Mask, calypso, you know, that was the prime way of speaking out.
We still have the calypso, the calypso is still there, but I don't think, like, in my opinion, I don't think calypso as hot as it was before, in my in terms of, like, when somebody, when something happened, a scandal happened in your island, remember, a calypso, they're just quick to come out with a calypso, making light of it and whatnot. And you know the funny thing is, when you think about it, yeah, the calypso used to make light of the situation, but it also used to inform you. Because think about it, if you never knew about something, you hear a calypso, you get the gist of what happened already there.
Yeah, but I also feel like it has, small island community, you know the gist, but it also kind of gives an empowerment to the people because it allows them to just, you know, laugh at the big man, just say say whatever.
Speak on it, you know?
But I think even kind of with this younger generation, and like you saying, the calypso is not as hot as they used to be. By comparison, soca has evolved and, you know, has genres within itself.
Big up the Denry segment.
Denry Carnival this weekend.
Ooh, boy, so you now know.
In terms of the weekend recording.
But, I mean, even so that with soca now, you have Groovy, you have that Denry segment Kuduro coming out of St. Lucia, you have Power Soca. Even just soca within each different island has its own kind of vibe, right? Even like Grenada with that jam, you know?
Because you can hear soca from one island, you can tell it apart from another island, you know. So everybody have their own like spin on it. They own little,
the northern Caribbean islands have their own little, like you can tell it's different. Like it's faster paced.
I think even some of them are called something different. I'd have to look it up. I don't remember.
You know what I'm interested in? Jamaica have carnival, right? So how I never hear any like Jamaican soca.
Well, I feel like they still play dancehall and they play...
I feel like they play...
I feel like they just play other Caribbean soca and dancehall.
But so even on
So like Jamaica is the only place in me that don't have soca, eh?
I'm sure they may have, yeah.
Like a small, but Jamaican dancehall and reggae just...
Outshadows that, that's true.
But I think also you make a good point there because even in the smaller island carnivals... Okay, so, but let's wheel back. With the popularity of soca, do you feel like that's a direct, is a direct, like, nail in the coffin for calypso? And, like, calypso maybe not being as cool, or younger people not getting involved in calypso?
Younger people not getting involved.
No, but can you see your friends now, or people that we know, can you see them going and sing a calypso or write a calypso? You'd quicker see them go and write a soca. We know friends who've gone and write a soca.
Yes, you have a point there,
But why are we not that way inclined? Is it because it's too old-fashioned? Is it because we don't want to speak out politically? Is it because we don't know?
Or is it that we know? Or is it that we're not so engrossed in the political aspect?
Exactly, that's what I was saying, but we don't know.
But I think as maybe millennials, we have outlets to voice our discontent
through
the political atmosphere.
So like through social media stuff like
so
that.
So we don't feel the need to go and write a calypso or an extempo.
You're right.
And like, you know, basically make our feelings heard because we can quickly go on Facebook, social media.
That's like, an interesting point.
Twitter, put that out there.
Yeah, put out how we feel about stuff, you know. People can like it immediately and
move
on back to what we're doing.
But do you think...
And then the soca is more for like having a good time and...
So in the same way you said that, we stepped away from the, you know, European initial thing of carnival. Are we moving into a new generation of carnival? And is it okay that things like the craftsmanship of making costumes and
well, I still know people that make their own costumes.
Yeah, but I mean, certain islands are more about that.
Yeah,
so like Junkanoo in the Bahamas, right? Mm-hmm. They still, you join a band and you make your costume. But a lot of the islands now are all for the mass-produced, you know, things.
Yeah. Because I guess carnival is just as much as a business.
Yeah, well, I feel now it has become a business. Yeah? Mm-hmm. I don't think like,
so
maybe back in the old days, it was sort of, but I feel now... If you're running a band, you're just running a band just because you want to be on the road and having fun.
Yeah.
You're thinking of some profit some way or to at least break even. Nobody wants to run a band.
So you feel like the business-oriented nature of carnival has killed some of the aspects of the culture?
Yes, I feel so. I feel that way. Because remember back in the old days, you go to watch carnival maybe before you jump and you're excited to see the costumes on the splendor and, you know, people, this person designed the costume this year and the costume looking amazing. And I'm not saying the costumes don't look good, But I feel like you see a costume in one island, you see it in another island.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's especially true in the smaller islands, because yeah. I feel like after, like, there's a costume cycle almost.
Yes.
So you'll see it in Trinidad,
uh-huh.
and then you'll see it in all the other islands coming down, and then probably the last time you see it is like Miami Carnival right. or somewhere.
Yeah.
And you know, it'll just be variations of the same costume. And then Trinidad will start anew again.
Yeah.
And then the cycle goes on continues. Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the costumes are good, don't get me
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, I'm not saying the costume yeah. not looking good.
And if
I'm
you're not saying... if you're not on social media peeping every other carnival,
then you would never know. Yeah.
You wouldn't know.
But I mean, there is maybe a sense of originality lost yes. or yeah. creativity yeah. or...
Is it on the economical side? Is it cheaper for them to...
Highly, definitely.
Yeah. It must be cheaper.
Definitely,
yeah.
right? Oh, yes. So
you're trading that artistic originality for, like, you know,
yeah.
making some mm-hmm. money on the back end, because it's certainly not cheap mm-hmm. to run a carnival band.
Yeah, but even things
yeah,
like King
I mean,
and Queen of the Bands and that
I mean,
kind
you
of
have
thing,
to...
Right?
Yeah.
Like, in
But
Saint
I think
Lucia.
That's where the originality is now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, but the thing
it's
still
there.
Kind of trying to inject, like, you know, some life back into those things and
mm-hmm.
people wanting to go and see.
Because
and,
you think
know?
About when you see the king and queen of the band coming and you see them kind of their massive costumes and massive things behind them. I mean, that's all well and good to look at, but you want to see the people behind them, their costumes sort of in line, or I guess taking some kind of cues from that, I guess.
But I mean, you even feel like some of the themes for these carnival bands have gotten so...
Yes.
Like arbitrary or just
yeah, the themes have all they out of this world now. I don't feel they you're laughing, but remember to me there was a year in excuse me for using Saint Lucia as a reference again, but remember there was a year a carnival band you could have sworn they were like superheroes out there. Like
I feel like that was last year.
No, yeah, I think yeah, you're right. I think it was last year. So it's like they all
over. I mean I applaud that band for, you know, taking that leap, but
granted it may not have been executed
to its full effect.
But
yeah, applaud that change in direction.
I just feel like
I feel like that was more millennial kind of idea. Like
yes.
more millennials would have gotten that.
But I feel like something's missing from our carnivals in terms of, like, I feel like the creativity and the theming could maybe be more related to ourselves or our, you
yeah.
know, our culture. And it's just all of these, you know, foreign ideas brought back into, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. But I get what you're saying, because you know, you look at it and you feel like something missing, right?
Or like, I mean, it still goes back to the generic kind of feel, right? So like one island, they could use the same costume and say our theme this year is, you know, gods and goddesses of the underworld or whatever, right?
Wow,
and
really? Okay, let's go to the jungle. Or the Amazon. Yeah, let's go to Amazon.
Well, okay, one theme could be the Amazon, another one could be like deep blue sea, but the Amazon has a costume that's river and deep blue sea has one that's something else, and it's the same.
I don't know.
But like my thing is
mm-hmm.
going back to the meaning, right? Like
mm-hmm.
is it just for fun and is that all carnival should be, or should there be meanings behind things?
I believe that you should always like have a meaning behind it. I don't
But we don't care. Like, we just pick for, okay, what's
yeah.
the cutest costume?
Well, here's,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
here's my thing. Because you all said it earlier as to what is happening with Calypso. Everybody have a way to voice their feelings instantly. It could be that, remember, maybe back then, Carnival was a way, you know, you put meaning into things. Everybody have multiple avenues to put out
yeah.
meanings now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
true.
I mean, now everybody just thinking about who have the best all-inclusive on the road.
True.
Yeah.
I think people care less about the meaning now, but I still think people kind of, in the back of their mind, kind of look at the meaning. So, like, if one band will have, like, you know, the like, a Mardi Gras theme. Like,
okay.
You know, people might levitate more to that than some band with, like, an abstract theme.
Yeah.
But I mean, when it comes all down to it, it's all down to the how good the costume looks on
how
you.
How it's going to look on me.
Course.
The quality,
how it's looking,
the
how
cost,
it fits in,
the value.
Will it last? Will it survive the 2 days on the road?
And how is the band's experience on the road?
So, another thing maybe the older generation will say about Carnival now, right, is that it's so vulgar and like overtly sexual and that kind of thing. And to us, I feel like we just accept that that's what it is, and we kind of is kind of like no big deal
so,
for
okay,
us.
Okay.
Or
hear that. So y'all think it's vulgar? I don't think it's vulgar.
Do you
like? I see it like, I mean, given the age that we in, I feel the definition of what is vulgar has evolved as well. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Because right now I can go on Instagram and find some things that shoot to my mother and she'll say that's vulgar. But, and to me that's just like, it's whatever.
But the same thing you see on Instagram, you'll see on the road and that's no problem.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I think the reason why I maybe bring that up is because you used to go to Carnival maybe as a younger kid. You go on the road, like, yeah, you see people dancing up and stuff. But, like, the things young kids are seeing on the road then versus
now
are two different things. Because
you've seen that kiddie Carnival.
Exactly, because the kids see and they emulate,
well,
right?
First of all, dancing, dancing, just to begin with, I feel this week, I feel back then, they were not dancing like how we dancing now.
Right. Which is
I don't
sexual.
Think nobody was making Tootwash clap.
But even like when our parents
road,
used to go to the disco or wherever and dance, right? It wasn't just with nobody, they would dance in like bum bum to thing.
I think personally, I don't have statistics to back that. Right. To the idea of that. But
this is not
I
a statistics episode.
Personally, in my opinion, from what I've seen and just reading on history, the only thing that has changed is maybe how much more we expose ourselves.
Yeah.
So we were like a lot more covered up, and now we're a lot more like, you know, exposed. And, you know, people don't care, like, us millennials don't care about that. We're a lot more free and accepting.
Yeah.
But for people who grew up watching Carnival and watching it transform from these big flowing dresses with meanings and, you know, to like everybody
bikinis
under,
but is that what I'm saying is I'm not necessarily
saying that we are more vulgar. I mean, we probably are, but maybe that's attributed to social media as well.
I feel like
because
we keep
I feel
using
like
social media as a scapegoat though, because
I'm not using
like,
well I'm
no
not
because
using,
I'm
using as an example, and because I get what you're saying. I don't think it's more vulgar. I think it's relative and what
relative
was vulgar. Yeah, what was vulgar back then is not vulgar now.
But is it good or bad?
I would say that
is change ever bad?
It can be.
It can be.
Hitler. I would say that I would say that it's up to your viewpoint on it. Like, I personally don't think that it's bad. You know, once you control yourself and you're having fun, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's not bad.
I think it's a it's an upbringing.
Yeah.
It's a morals and values thing.
Because in my opinion, maybe back then, they were not as vulgar on the streets. But you still had a lot of extramarital affairs. You still had people kind of hooking up after that in, like, the 70s and the 80s. And, like, you
well,
know,
I think
they were still doing things. It was just less, more hidden.
Well, yeah, they
exactly.
were not doing it on camera and so blatant for everybody
exactly.
to see, right?
So
it
that's
wasn't,
the difference, right?
It wasn't,
socially,
like,
yeah.
a goal
like
for...
Him, right?
It wasn't a goal to...
Be viral.
Split in the middle and, you know, do the most, you know, for the gram, right?
Try and get Insta famous.
Yeah.
But I mean,
because that's what I said. Like,
but do you think it's just different? It's not good.
It's not good. It's just
so
different.
So where do you think
because,
Carnival is go? Oh, okay.
Because I would say, right, people will look at what we do and say it's super like vulgar, but that's people from like a different culture, right? Even like in the. Even in our sphere of, like, people, like, I would see, like, older people saying, like, they're doing a lot. But, like, you know, they're not really upset about it. They're just like, well, back in our day, this used to be different. It's people out of our culture that will come and be like, oh my God, this is the most vulgar thing I've ever seen.
But, here's
but like, my parents refuse to go and watch Carnival Now because they just think it's like...
For like children.
They just think it's like gross how the people like get on and behave on the road.
But I mean, that's not everybody.
That's why, because here's my
thing. There's still a section of the population.
Yeah, they will always have a section like that, because here's my thing. Somebody will come and say, oh, it's vulgar and whatnot. And I could say to them, okay, but then what about places like New Orleans, Mardi Gras, where people throwing beads to see people's breasts?
Mm-hmm. But so that's where my next question was going. With us kind of becoming more exposed and more open and stuff like that, where do you think the future of our carnival is going?
I don't know. I don't think it's going to change from what we are now. I think we've hit we hit the peak.
I've seen Brazil, Rio de Janeiro.
I know, right?
I don't think we will get there.
Clearly there's a peak. Yeah, I feel like us as a culture, we have limits.
Let me tell you why I don't think we get there. Because at the end of the day, all islands, we still very religious. Mm. And you see that religious aspect, that is always going to stop us from going that extra mile.
But I feel like people going to have very that religious too. They have that statue of Jesus.
looking so at them. They have a statue of Jesus.
Like Jesus looking at them down on the street like, oh my goodness. Oh boy. Look, oh.
I don't know.
His hands just open like, oh God, take me.
I don't know. I don't think we'll get there, because I think at the end of the day, everybody always have that in the back of their mind, boy, I have to go to church and I put in church, I have to look at the kind of
thing. I think that's the thing, yeah.
That's what I was going to say, the small
my mother look at me a kind of a way kind of thing.
Because like, you can get lost in Brazil, right?
Exactly.
Just another person, but in St. Lucia, like,
but, or in an island, so, Trinidad.
But then that's the other thing, right? Carnival has become, like, yes, a business, but also in terms of tourism and a destination and a culture for people to be globetrotting and carnival hopping and that kind of thing, right? So that also changes as new people come in for each carnival.
Well,
right?
And I was going to say, furthermore, think about it. Every time you'll look on Facebook, you know, you're looking at pictures from another island's carnival, and you see somebody in something like that is super skimpy, damn near almost naked on the road. It's always a foreign person, you know.
No,
the person not necessarily from that island.
I would not go so far as to say that. I feel like when I see something skimpy and like it looks good, I'm like, damn, look at that body, right? But for instance, if we go back to what wasn't that, was that woman this year at Trinidad Carnival that was just in the body paint only situation.
Okay, I saw that.
And that was a foreigner compared to all the different things.
But that's what I'm saying.
So okay.
Because then
three more people the year after that, they're like 10 more people.
Yeah, but are those people from that island on the whole? Well, that's my question.
Well, so okay, next that's question about our carnival has morphed over the years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or carnivals in general have morphed over the years for changing tastes, changing attitudes, changing beliefs. But now, as carnivals have also become more open, traveling, you know, joining other things have become more open, how does foreign influence affect carnival as well? So, one aspect is the people, but mm-hmm. another aspect is just things moving from country to country. So, for instance, there have been comments of people saying on social media, is this really our carnival? I feel like all they playing is Trini music. Mm. So is that problem?
No, I hear what you say in there, and I don't think that's a problem. I don't call that an outside influence. An outside influence to me is outside the Caribbean.
Okay.
So you're talking the US, Europe, and this kind of thing. As far as I'm concerned, soca is soca. It's the whole Caribbean.
Okay.
It's all of our soca.
Okay.
It just so happened that the artist that sing it is Trinidadian. But at the end of the day, how you want to be vexed that they only play in Trinity soca if your island don't have much soca? So you want to hear the same songs on the road over and over again?
Well, that's how you pick the road match.
Well, I mean, except for that, yeah.
But I think, like, you bring these
artists. I'm just playing devil's advocate,
know.
By
no,
the way.
No, no, yeah, yeah. You bring these artists for your events leading up to it, so it's only fair that, you know, you play their
you
songs.
You play their songs,
the
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if the songs are very good. But I feel like,
okay,
at least in St. Lucia, I'm not sure for other islands, but I feel like at least in St. Lucia, we have a good representation of our songs.
Oh, yeah.
As well as other islands.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree.
But here's my question. Really,
but
truly,
I think
guys.
There's also, I think that could just be the people complaining, but I do think there's a desire to hear Trini artists.
Yeah, but is
but
Carnival really Carnival if you don't hear Marshall or Bungie? Like,
is the
Carnival?
Difference is Trini's make and listen to their soca year round. I feel like in other islands, and talking about St. Lucia from my point of view, I feel like in other islands, as soon as the carnival is over,
you
don't we
don't
want to
hear
that soca again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, thank God, carnival is over. I don't want to hear another carnival song until next year carnival.
Right.
Play dancehall, play reggae, play R&B, play
something
Drake.
Else, right?
Yeah, like play something else, but I don't want to hear our music anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we have that kind of mentality, and then but like other countries like Trinidad is like the soca for them is a year-round thing.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly, so they listen to soca anytime they want to jam.
Yeah.
So like, you know, play the songs on the road.
Yeah, so the second point about was about foreign influence in like outside visitors to local carnivals.
I don't feel they can influence it that much. Honestly,
uh-huh.
I feel like all they do is come to enjoy it and go on your business.
Yeah, I think
like,
so. I think also when they're experiencing it in their own,
unless,
in a separate country, like they just you.
Unless
just
you tell me it's a foreigner who come and start their own band, then I will say, well, then you have to worry about what the band going to have and what not. But other than that, like, what really kind of foreigner can
yeah.
influence
I wonder if somebody
our
could
carnival?
Do that.
But so,
but I must have to start working in advance. Eh?
Well,
like,
what do you have? See,
like, if you have the money, just like, you know,
well, what
just show up and just blow right a check.
Yeah.
What you have seen happen is just more and more carnivals, right? So,
mm-hmm. I think Guyana came online.
Guyana had a carnival this year. It was their first carnival. And I was actually reading something where somebody was expressing views of concern about that. Because let's say, I don't remember what date Guyana carnival. I think it was in May, end of May.
It was close to Jamaica's own.
And maybe 2 months before that, their carnival date is something Guyana has done, kind of, which I've always viewed as their carnival, which is called Mashramani. And what the person was saying is they don't know how they feel about Guyana carnival, or that Guyana carnival is going to be positive because it's now going to take away the attention from Mashramani, and it's going to dilute their culture and just be kind of imitating what everybody in every other country is doing for their carnival and just doing it in Guyana.
You see, I hear that and I disagree. Like, okay, what's wrong with having multiple festivals or having a festival where you imitate something from another set of islands or whatnot? Because my thing is, at the end of the day,
well, and
I
the Guyanese feel, might have been feeling like they were missing out, because
exactly
Guyana carnival looked lit to me.
But that's what I'm saying, because if we're promoting one Caribbean, like we all together and whatnot, then we should be having a similar festival across all islands.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
so,
we all borrow from each other, so if one
exactly
country borrows a festival, somebody else borrows musical influence, somebody else borrows art, somebody else borrows resources.
So I heard a person and their concerns, but I don't think they warranted. And also, I think we need to take into consideration who making these concerns. Because if it's somebody who's a very conservative individual, then their concerns could be bordering on, you know, I mean, not bashing any conservatives out there, but sometimes, you know, you need to take a step back and view, like, is it really as bad as I'm making it seem?
Yeah. So, do y'all have anything else you feel like we should cover or touch on? Vernon, what's your favorite thing about Carnival?
No, you know, I just like to watch. I'm not someone who'd be like, oh, I go to Jam Carnival. I like to see the costumes and whatnot. I go, you know, every year, me and my sister, we go and watch Carnival. You know, that's our thing.
So So it's a family tradition.
Yeah, it's just we go
you like
watch,
to go watch.
Yeah.
Have the Hudson beat down on you from the sidelines.
Nah, man. Listen. Calm yourself.
You like to go early, get your strategic spots, you know.
Come out, look, go. Wait, next man come in. Kind of thing. Not in that Hudson vibe. But okay, here's the question. Y'all think they used to drink as much back then as we drink now on the road?
Maybe more. Maybe it was cheaper.
Boy, you have a point there. They probably drank more because it was probably cheaper back then.
I don't know. I feel like
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm just speculating.
Yeah.
But I feel maybe back then it was just more about the festival.
Yeah.
You know, and more about the culture.
Because I don't remember. I mean, maybe I'm 29. When I was younger, I don't remember seeing bands with food trucks and people selling food. All I remember was you see people walking with they have their
drinks
in their
hand. Oh my God, and they have their stick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have drinks in their hand, maybe. But that's, I don't remember seeing anybody eating on the
road. Recently it's transformed to this all-inclusive.
Yeah. And if somebody was eating, it's because they pull up to a vendor on the side of the road and buy from them.
Yeah.
And then they get back on the road.
It's more about the side vendors.
It's now it has become an all-inclusive experience.
A water truck, a foot massage truck. A back massage.
I don't know about all the massage trucks, but I think the water truck is a good thing.
The AC resting.
No, I think those are good things because sometimes you may overdo it on the road and you get heat stroke.
Offering butlers on the road, so there are people bringing you your drinks and your food like on a tree. Like
I may jump carnival just for that.
Yeah. I wonder.
That's the only reason why I
may
jump carnival.
I want to see like the butler.
But then
like,
you would still have to walk, and you know you would be complaining about.
I will walk. I can do the walking. That I no problem. I walk so much in my life already. I don't have a problem with that. Okay.
I mean, my favorite thing to experience carnival is like on the truck with my camera, just sitting down. Snapping away.
Oh my God. We all
but this year I'm actually going to do Solution
Carnival.
Hoop. Let's see.
And crop over.
So I can be by the road just to see you. Just to see how.
So Herat, if we don't have an episode after this, something happened to us.
Somebody died. And then he died.
I give you all, you know, my blessing to continue on without me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Nah, but I feel it's only now that it has become a very all inclusive type experience. And don't get me wrong, I think it's cool, especially things like the water truck and AC and whatnot, because when you're out there drinking
well,
that
elevating
heat,
the experience,
you need to stay hydrated
and competition.
So you know
one
band
offers
you have to,
everybody flocks there, so people feel like
you have to entice their bands.
And then I think even just the whole ecosystem around the band and the events and all of that, like the effort behind picking what event you go into for.
Well, I don't feel it's an effort about it. I feel it's more just how much is your budget and how much money you have. It's just you have to sit down and say, well, boy, I spent this much on that fete. I have this much left over. Do I really need to go to this one?
Let's hold that point. But my favorite thing about carnival is actually just being on the road. Like, if I could jump carnival every year, I feel like if I had the right like crew around me, I would.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
right?
It's all about your crew.
Right? I feel like I just love how you just free up Pamela, don't care.
Nobody can talk me into that. I want y'all to know. I'm not part of that crew. Right now, I'm saying this here.
You know, and when y'all will be, as y'all are listening to this podcast, you know, I will be a married woman as of this time. So, you know, if Hub's hair doesn't want to go, I guess I'm stuck.
Don't come put that on me. If you want to jump your carnival, jump your carnival. Don't come and put that on me. If you want to jump
y'all
your carnival,
y'all heard it here. I got it recorded. Yes.
You didn't have to get recorded. I've said that a million times to you already. If you want to jump your carnival,
yeah, but you know you just feel guilty. Do you all feel guilty? You know, jumping without your significant other. Let me know on Twitter.
Like I tell you, it's not.
I mean, once you not jumping to find a significant other, I think you're fine.
That's
like some people enter carnival specifically to find a significant other.
Really? I don't think so. I feel like they just
some people have to have a significant other.
Like
if that fella buy the costume for you, that's your boyfriend for the carnival.
Yeah, because some people get costume, you know, just to like be on the road with like other women that they attracted to.
So that's the showcase.
And then if you a guy and you pay for a girl's costume. You
That's
know.
Your girlfriend,
yeah. You know, maybe you set in the groundwork for a future relationship, yeah. You know.
Okay, so on that and Vernon's point before, right? Do you feel like the financial investment for Carnival is too much? You feel like people put themselves in a sticky situation because of it, or people plan?
I think, personally, if you have to take a loan to jump, I feel you're stretching yourself.
You're stretching yourself in. Yeah.
Like, either pick a cheaper band, pick a t-shirt band or t-shirt section. You know, maybe just do a few all-inclusive fits or a few fits.
Not even that.
Like, do where your money can reach. But, like, there are more important things you could be taking a loan on, you know.
And here's my thing to that. I'm not arguing with you on that. I agree. My thing is you can go about sending it around. You know you want to jump Carnival.
Save.
Just start saving from the year in advance.
Plan ahead. That's
but
one of our tips.
And I'm not knocking nobody. Will we horrible at planning ahead?
Well, maybe we need to change. We need to get better about that. Because if you plan ahead and you save enough in advance, you know when the bands come. Unless the band come and say some exorbitant amount, you probably ready, you know, if you start saving from
but you
from
plan the last carnival season. If you have to buy a car, you plan. If you have to go to school, you plan.
So then you should be able to plan for that.
So if carnival is important to you, then you know you'll plan for it. And if it happens every year, then as soon as carnival is done, you know that you have to start putting $5 a week or
I do, yeah. But you should not be going and buy costume from Cotton Hire Purchase.
But remember the year we saw. Remember we saw the thing from Courts that. A few years ago, where it wasn't just for your costume, it was just for any fit or whatever for the carnival. They were offering loans.
Because don't get me wrong, like, I know people may say prices are high and whatnot.
Is that a testament to how high prices are becoming?
Yeah, but then you have to think about it. Look at the times and cost of living and everything. It's gone up, inflation. So you can't expect all outside factors to raise and then everybody there with their band prices low, then the bands don't making a profit, they're losing money.
As you said, it's a business,
a business.
And
really, we should blame society for not paying us enough money.
No, you say it jokingly, but it's true. And maybe we'll discuss that in another podcast, because you see, prices of things always going up, but I guarantee you, governments are raising people's salaries.
Or private entities
not raising people's salaries to match the price, the rate by which cost of living have gone up.
Yeah. So
you should plan ahead. It's multiple factors,
You should plan
ahead.
It's
a plan ahead
situation. But I feel like the problem is a lot of people wait until they like the costume they're seeing, and by then it's already too late.
Yes.
So I know that in recent years Saint Lucia's been releasing a lot earlier, and countries like Trinidad and them release very early, you know, like almost to the point where you have a year to buy the costume.
Trinidad has such high demand, like you need to know
in advance.
So maybe all islands need to adopt that attitude of trying to release your costumes as early as possible to give the people enough time to try and adjust their finances and move money around.
I feel like
even
without knowing the exact details, you know roughly
how much you're willing to spend. Or you should know how much you're willing to spend.
You know how much you spend the year before if you jumped, right? You know that 9 times out of 10, there will be a band with costumes that you like.
Yeah.
Right? Even though you don't like any of them, like they're not perfect for you, there'll be something that you like more than another that you'll be able to pick to go on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So from the time you know that, like, you can start saving every day, every week, every paycheck, you know, put a little off.
Or do some side hustle thing to make your carnival money.
I think what also happens to people is maybe they plan or don't plan to do something, and I think the FOMO starts hitting them, the fear of missing out, like, when friends start saying, oh yeah, we go in here, we go in there.
Especially
and then
when
start,
the costumes hot, the music hot. Like, wow, I should jump this year, man. Why do jump? Like,
I hate that.
Or even
but
like just going to fets, right? You maybe say initially, oh yeah, I'm only going to go to this one or that one or whatever. And then when things get hype and you know the crew is like, oh no, we're going to this and that, then you know maybe start feeling like, wow.
So then here's the thing, maybe the crew should have discussed that early in advance.
You know,
start your WhatsApp group, say, guys, but this is the list of events. I go to this one, that one, that
but
one.
They
that.
But they have some people happens, who like yeah. that, right? They have yeah. some people who like that, and they have some people who have the group and they mm-hmm. in there, the group saying and, that, and people just start flaking.
And like, I think because we are millennials, like a lot of us maybe have trouble committing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we have trouble committing to one thing.
Mm.
So, like, for instance, right, you might say that you want to jump Carnival in St. Vincent, right? But you didn't plan ahead. You didn't save. So, suddenly, you want to jump somewhere else.
Mm.
And because, you know, you like, maybe you're in the U.S., you can go to any one of the U.S. Carnivals for, like, a cheap regional airfare. Or you can go to, like, Jamaica, that's closer to the U.S. And I think maybe, like, sometimes, like, we jump a carnival and then we feel like, you know, that's it. So we want to jump another carnival the next year. And then because we can't jump that carnival, then we want to fall back on the carnival that we did jump. So I think it's a lot of factors. But I think if you plan ahead, it's safe to say you'll be able to.
Yeah.
And even though you change your mind, you'll just have money in the bank.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, no judgment. I just say, like, maybe we should try and plan ahead so that if you decide that's what you're doing, you do it. And if not, like you say, you just have that extra money in the bank. Yeah,
because I know people that plan to jump and then last minute they decide not to.
Or something happened.
And then, you know, they take the money, they take a trip. They take the money, they go on a staycation. You know?
Yeah. Stuff like that. Yeah, I agree.
But even to kind of go back, remember how we were talking about new carnivals expanding and stuff like that, and Guyana getting their own, but it's also expanding like across the globe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Japan had carnival in Japan.
Like even just in July, here's the.
But here's the thing. You see, it's, I don't mean to cut you off. You see, in the case of it expanding globally, it's because we Caribbean people
have been
everywhere.
Because look, like Berlin, Japan, all of the islands.
And I'm not
going
to lie, that's good because if I'm in a place and I can't make it back to my home island, but I want a taste of carnival and whatnot.
Because even like at first, like in the States, it used to just be like Labor Day, Miami Carnival, and like even just within the last few years, how much has expanded. Well, there's Hollywood Carnival. There's Houston and Dallas. There's what they had. They had Atlanta.
They had District of Columbia, Washington.
DC. DC Carnival. DC Carnival been going on for a little while.
Yeah, but nonetheless, I mean, we everywhere.
Miami is like one of the biggest ones in the US.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the most. I would say the most true to Caribbean carnival.
New York is probably the biggest, but
But I feel like Miami is more true to Caribbean carnival than New York.
So, but even like there's Montreal. I mean, you have the normal Caribbean, or they call it something else now. But
did you say Vegas?
They had one in Vegas.
To me, Vegas had one, if I recall.
You saying that and it sounds familiar.
Yeah, like I saw like the news.
We need to just like do a map of
now,
all the carnivals.
Let me bridge a question to y'all. I'm sure you'll have different answers, but if money was not a factor and
you have to jump one carnival in the world, where would you jump?
No. No, that's not the question.
Well then that's my next question.
That would be the next question. But my question is money not being a factor and the boundaries of the world not being a factor, aka your passport and whatever. If you could, would you jump every single carnival that you could? Like from December 31st
Some of them
clash, right? So you wouldn't be able to, like, it's impossible now to jump everyone.
Yeah, but if you could, you
but
say
if
like,
you could, would
if,
you?
If
like,
I just wanted to
take a year and just jump carnivals.
Like that whole year, just all you need is
Vava. Like you have the money in your bank,
You
have your health, and you have a passport that allows you into
and
any
country.
And I
still have income, right? So it's not like
Yes, money not being a factor. You
he
still make
money.
Is
not a factor.
I just want to clarify.
Yeah. So
here's
like,
my
would
answer.
You
here's
would
my
you
answer.
Take the whole year to just jump carnival if you could?
Here's my answer. Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Well, I guess you do that on your own, because that's a no for me.
But Vernon, you can come and watch Carnival all year.
He said jump. He didn't say watch.
Well, you know, can you jump watch, on the side.
If you want to, yeah, then I do
the
that.
The feds going on, and you know, etc.
You see, that's what I'm the kind of person.
It wasn't Carnival, but they have like some festival or something in Ibiza. Ibiza. Yeah. They have a soca festival or yeah. something see, okay. like that. Can we go next year?
You
like,
see, you'll have to remember.
Yeah, let's put it out there.
You'll have to remember, out of the three of us, I'm the one who is, I wouldn't say I don't like, but I'm indifferent about soca music.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's okay, but I'm a
so
dancer.
What you're saying is you're a cartel.
Yes. I will quicker go so Jamaica for,
boss?
Of course it should free will boss. You know my stance on that. Come on. Yeah, I will go Jamaica for one of these big parties and whatnot. That will be the first thing for me versus Carnival.
Okay. So I feel you. So we're gonna, you know, leave the people with some tips and tricks.
Fight me in the comments.
Whoa.
That.
Yeah. Whoa. I feel like
because I truly believe that's what
I feel
what
like people have their tips and tricks for Carnival or can find that. Well, that out. But I feel like
my
but like let's list the top three. Maybe.
My more my, for me it's more just be safe on the road, people. Okay. You fair know, enough. Don't overdrink.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you stay hydrated.
Okay.
Yeah. That's okay. Just it for me.
Anything from you, Anushka?
And don't stray far from your friends.
Yes.
Girls, buddy don't stray. System. Yeah, buddy okay. System, don't stray far from your friends.
Am I looking a little guilty? This is why we need to go video.
When I was jumping with my sister, and she was like, go, just go on your business.
I was happy to somebody else dealing with that. To be honest.
Oh, yeah, I've seen her in feds, you know. I know she's a wanderer.
Yeah, I was happy it wasn't me dealing with that.
I feel someone's going to
if happen. We had to, like, give her, like, a...
I feel like I have to like tie a
GPS.
Rope.
No, a step tracker and GPS, and like just collect the data off of her. She all over the place. She like painting the dance floor.
Like sometimes I feel like I have to tie a rope and just like pull her back like yo, like that's it.
Can we
like,
do that for one of these fets? Like just shackle me to you.
Just
your
so hour, I good.
Come
I'm
on,
good.
Guys.
Because what will happen is you start pulling us in the direction you want to go. When we want to stand still,
we will just find ourselves in the front and then smash it.
Hey.
Always. Like why you always have to drag me in the front, my G.
I don't know that I'm a front person anymore.
Oh, thank God.
I don't know. I'm cut out for this.
Because you see
if that remains true when that's so.
Because you see for me another thing why like Carnival do like appeal to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a personal space kind of person.
Mm.
I don't
well,
like
that's
people
why back
up
the
in my
is.
Yeah. Like
can
you say
we're
up in my personal
that's
space
what I like.
Like that
yeah.
Like it's a problem.
And I feel like once you have good friends and you all just set your perimeter, like,
yeah,
you know.
I don't have a problem with that as long as it's not the friend. Like you see in the middle, mm-hmm. You can set up our own little perimeter. People can't get inside, and
oh
we good.
Carnival tips.
So,
I don't know. I have to think about it. What's your carnival tip?
My major tip would be like, I guess planning ahead, but not just because of the money, but because of like everything else. So like you know you have to get down to where the carnival bands meet. Plan your ride to and from.
I was just about to say that.
Plan to wear sunscreen. Plan to have like your little, I forget what they call those backpacks that hold drinks.
The camel packs.
Yes,
yeah.
The camel packs. But don't fill it with alcohol, fill it with water. Because you will get
alcohol on the road.
So fill it with water so that if you feel yourself, you know.
But I was going to
like,
say also.
Because have fun within your limits, right?
Yes.
It's not fun if you can't remember nothing that happened.
No, but also, don't drink and drive, Missy. Don't drink and drive. Make sure if you have to, you have a designated driver.
Yes.
If not, take a bus.
Yes.
Make somebody jump.
And that's where jumping if your friends come in.
Yes.
Because somebody will be like, you know, hopefully, somebody will be like more sober and be able to like, we're not ready to drive yet. Let's just sit on the side of the road.
Out there.
Or take a bus and relax. We can come back for the vehicle tomorrow.
Because it's better. Yeah. It's better you come back for the vehicle tomorrow than you try and drive and you get an accident and you injure yourself or even worse. You die.
Yeah, and then your carnival's
dead. Then your carnival's dead.
Y'all want to know my tip / trick?
Okay.
Okay.
Wine and fling it up. Wine and fling it up.
That's your problem.
Well, with that, guys.
On that note.
On that note, guys, thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening again.
Remember to check our
Instagram.
Store.
Check our Instagram, our Twitter, and check the storefront. Buy some merch.
Listen to our other podcasts.
Our other podcast episodes, you know. And feel free to tweet at us. Give us any tips and tricks you have for the carnival season. Anything you're looking forward to, anything you like, you don't like, we're here for you all, guys. Yeah, and we're out.